The creation of a specific criminal offence for perjury has been hailed as a way of combating personal injury fraud and consequently bringing down soaring insurance premiums. This is disingenuous. As we saw recently at the Finance Committee, large insurance firms are either exaggerating the amount of fraudulent personal injury claims they receive in order to hike up premiums, or they are grossly under-reporting them to Garda Síochána. FPD, AXA, Allianz and AIG are all on record estimating about 1 in 5 personal injury claims to be fraudulent. Out of a total of 2,500 personal injuries claims in 2018, AIG flagged 18% or around 450 as suspicious, but only reported 4 cases, less than 1%, to the Gardaí. If it is a case of failing to report suspicions of fraud, then the insurance companies could be breaking the law. Either way, they are not telling the whole truth. Mr Justice Kevin Cross, the head judge in the personal injury section of the High Court, recently stated that it is fundamentally dishonest to blame on supposedly fraudulent claims for the cost of insurance. Unfortunately, the insurance company's spin is being widely accepted and repeated in the Dáil and in the media, leading to a total clouding of the real issue of insurance companies making huge profits off gouging their customers. But I welcome this legislation in the hope that it will prevent people from lying in court to gain a personal advantage. I am very sceptical that it will lead to lower insurance premiums. In this regard, it is being used as a distraction to the real need to properly regulate the insurance industry or to replace it with a fairer, state-run, not-for-profit alternative.